Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, oh yeah, Melo.
Trap House Mouse.
Is Nicolas pulling up your way? Foreigner. My bitch a foreigner, and she love to fuck. She suck it up, make her fall in love. Put that on her tongue, perky on her tongue. She do them walks for us, make her one of us. They guessing I'm smoking, potent, ice on my neck is snowing. I'm dunking, glowing, off the perky I'm rolling. Valet, park it, I'm screaming, I'm blocking. They like poppy while you starting. Pop a perk, go retarded. They know I'm wildin', I need that respect. 700 grams, ice up again. Pop smoke, niggas on my back. Drag keep on shooting until it's not left. I'm 823, I throw up the set. 20 years old, but I move like a vet. Talk out your mouth, you better invest in the best. Nigga, cause you could get left. Your bitch is a foreigner, huh? A fucking pastor. Show a difference between a dog and a master. Lamborghini truck flooring. Got your bitch in the back, whoring. She like, Poppy, I adore you. I'm like, baby, I ain't normal. Foreigner.
Hoodie on, get scared. Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Christian Dior anymore. Don't see LeBron anymore. Yeah, nah, 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 let it off. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, 45 in my drawers. One day I sound like a dog. Oh God, I'm a fraud. I was in all the stars. I bought every Hermes scarf. Yeah. Do you feel me? I compare my Mary, but I still need more. I can go on and on. Yeah, I ain't even gotta talk. Yeah, tropical nine. Y'all nigga with a Richie, y'all nigga with a Richie. The Richie, the one that came with the big head, nigga Jimmy. Head shot, that's a Jimmy. Big dog in my city. Killer out in this bitch. Red dot to the city. Yeah.
Foreigner. Foreigner.
Foreigner.
Foreigner. Foreigner. Foreigner. Foreigner.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Ah. Oh.
Bullshit.
Oh. Oh. Ah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Oh baby.
Baby.
Let's fuck. Time. If your nigga keep running you down, put your phone D&D and pay him no mind. And this bitch really listen to me and it's so sad, this whole out of line. But I'm with the fuckery, I like you touch me, just don't get close to my nine.
Yeah,
cause Subi's on, I'm feeling wavy as ever. If you do me wrong, I'ma move on to the better. Yeah, and I'm paranoid, so I just hold on my Beretta. This bitch here a little baddie, told the bitch to add me, it's now or never. Yeah, and we met at New Apollos. And she fucked me for a ride, bro. Yeah, and I'm turned in the spot. If he get to acting stupid, I'ma get the shoot and watch his body drop. This night, it won't never end. I can't take a L, all I do is win. This hoe, she just fronted on me, now I'm mad. I'm about to go try up on her best friend. These bitches be acting hot, but they trash. That's why I act blind in these Ray-Bans. I'm really a sex addict, I just fuck Keisha. Now I'm about to link Ray-Van. Yeah, it's really a litty night. This gold magnum, it's gon' get me right. It saved me from babies and girls going crazy. I won't have a baby through the night. You know we be bugging, you know we be thugging. You drop a four, then we start a fight. You know we be bugging, you know we be thugging. You drop a four, then we start a fight.
Oh baby, let's fuck one more time.
If your nigga keep running you down, put your phone D&D and pay him no mind. And this bitch really listen to me and it's so sad, it's so out of line. But I'm with the fuckery, I like you touch me, just don't get close to my nine.
Yeah.
And we met at New Apollos. And she fucked me for a ride.
For a ride.
Yeah. and I'm turned in the spot. If he get to acting stupid, I'ma get the shoot and watch his body drop. Step out of my house and look down. I'm dripped out. This bitch flirting with me, I'ma back my big dick out. This big blizzy on my side, watch the bullet spit out. And I can't forget the game, all my niggas really dripped out. Yeah, I just see my ex and I roll by. Nappy boy from the fall, and I don't say hi. Let's turn up a little more. That boat, she drive. Ice cups from the corner store, and we getting high. Kasubi's on, I'm feeling wavy as ever. If you do me wrong, I'ma move on to the better. Yeah, and I'm paranoid, so I just hold on my Beretta. This bitch, she a little baddie, told the bitch to add me, it's now or never. Yeah, and we met at New Apollo. And she fucked me for a ride. Yeah, and I'm turned in the spot. If he get to act stupid, I'ma get the shoot and watch his body drop.
Yeah, ooh, baby. Yeah, ooh, ooh, baby. Hey, I bitches love some girl. Hey. Oh, hold on, hold on. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram. Fuck that bitch. Bah!
Dougie, yo, told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life,
all my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
All this
time, never thought I'd make it out. No, no, no.
All my
life, they be trying to keep me down.
I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image.
You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different.
I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void.
Child support, your only support.
For a visit, I'm going through courts.
Went to jail, they was chaining me up.
And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch.
I know some kids wanna hurt theyself. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
all my life,
all my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
never thought I'd make it out. No, no, no.
All my life,
all my life,
they be trying
yeah.
to keep me down.
First generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Y'all enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them about to lap niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad. Fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murder a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a play in his tunes all day in my room. Thinking damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill them is old age.
All my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
never thought I'd make it out.
No, no. No. All my life. They be trying to keep me down.
Breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. While you hating and being jealous, you could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want to stop. Ooh. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
think that we would get
up. Oh, but I know that we did. Oh, yes, he did.
They just praying that I crash. But those guys, they don't wanna see you last. That check of $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer, divide niggas. Wrong side of the position, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big calm, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send them on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is in us. Oh, yes, he did.
See me with the ring, you better play D. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the bitchy. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'ma have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so close to facing everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlocks, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture when I'm swinging everyday fact. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced same sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, go?
Oh, yes, he did.
Where we at, go? Hope did. Please, Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze or rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the pub, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judge you how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the splits is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is? We push your 50 like fitting all, the shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a Bahamas, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made, that night, shit is that shocking. Ours was a quake, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. If those are drug laws, then who are we then? Hov is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow we'll outfox every box and try to throw me in. With great ceremony in. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloke in them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. I be speaking to the souls of men. Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick a snow off a frozen tent. Back and forth on the turnpike. Really took a toll on them. A lot of fallen soldiers on these roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters. Working pro bono for him as a favor cause I throw them limbs. In memory of T-Law. I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new plans getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They done fucked around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. This is Psalm 151, this is New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hov big. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road dead. I see a lot of Hov in gigs. Me and me can never beef, I sweep that nigga from a Hov big. Hov dead. Time we have a discussion, who the ghost, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan, talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God it's down.
Come on, man.
But look at us now. They count us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is here. Oh, yes, He did. Oh, yes, I know. Oh, but I know God is here. Oh, yes, He did.
Y'all. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. We were trying something different, trying to do this 9 o'clock schedule. We probably gotta rethink this. Yeah, the day drags on a little bit. So yeah, we might have to make some adjustments back to the regular time. We know we've been somewhat inconsistent over the last couple weeks. And that's on us. We've just been a little bit swamped. But let's get right back into it. You know, so we can try to make up for some lost time. Oof, really dragging. So Tuesday, we had taken a look at some information as it relates to an article.
that we were looking at.
And that article was discussing what's really, 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 really going on with the so-called BC or whatever is perplexing our ability to do what we want to do and do what we want to do and how we want to do it. This is a lot of stuff, you know, that we really need to take into consideration. And one of those things is the fact that people are really, 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 really committed to the information as it has been presented. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't truths in these things. I just wonder if the picture is actually clear. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back to this particular topic on hand. And then go from there, all right? So I wanted to start looking into, and I don't even think that's the right one. I wanted to start looking into getting through some of this information, hopefully within the time frame. But, you know, it requires for us to trust each other. So I would have to trust that if I breeze through this information and give you fair understanding of what's going on, that you'll put in the effort to study and learn, you know, just what's going on. That doesn't seem to be the case. Honestly, I'll be trying to sit here and pick and choose these terms and words that I want to express to y'all. Constantly be feeling overwhelmed, like we're not speaking the same language. And I think that's the biggest issue. So I'm going to try to curb some of that tonight. So let's get into it. We were talking about estates on Tuesday. When I talk about estates, we're talking about estates of people that are presumed to be dead. But not really people, persons, right? If they're not talking about men and women, they're talking about persons. So how do they manage those estates when those persons are presumed to be dead? Let's go into it. It says, one of the curious subjects associated with the laws concerning decedent estates is the administration and distribution of estates supposed decedents. You know what's crazy in that little sentence? It's the language that they use. This is the topic at hand, and we're talking about decedent estates and how they should be administered and distribution of the estates of supposed decedents. Now, supposed here, they're letting us know that they apply the term decedents as a dead man. We went through this on Tuesday. You might have to go back. I'm going to probably continue to do a lot of that just because I feel as though it's helpful for y'all, right? But nonetheless, it's a supposed decedent, because they're not sure. It's a supposed dead man. They're presuming that person to be dead. So it says, in terms of the law, that says it is almost axiomatic, which just simply means it is almost true, or let's use a more obstructive word. It is almost obvious. Let's go with that. So it is almost obvious to say that no letters testamentary, right, or letters of administration can be lawfully granted on anyone's estate unless he or she is dead. And the fact of death lawfully ascertained. So oftentimes you have people that claim that they're the executor. When it comes to the administration of the estate, though, which they kick off through probate, they have to prove the fact of death. That's what they want. Proof of fact of death. it's an easy remedy to that. But nonetheless, they want to make sure that that's proven before they give anyone access to managing someone's so-called assets. All right? So it says, the general rule is stated to be as follows. The power of the court to grant letters of administration exists only when the person whose estate is sought to be administered is dead. And if he is not dead, the authorities are almost unanimous in holding that a grant of administration, see a grant, that's permission from the court to administer, all right, or probate of a will, which is to prove a will to be valid, right, and all proceedings thereunder are void. All right, so this is why we're going to learn about this law relating to presumption of death. All right, so this is critical, right, because it really ties in to everything that you all are doing. So if you're out there authenticating your birth certificate, you might want to hold off and listen to just what is truly going on, right? And I promise y'all, it's a lot of information out there if you just go look at it. All right, so we already established that if it's not proven that the person is dead, then the actual grant or any probating or anything that they ever did towards that is going to be void. So the fact of death is generally so notorious that no difficulty attends to the proof of it. But if, as occasionally happens, no direct evidence can be had. Listen, y'all. If you can't prove that the body was found, you can't prove that the body was at the morgue or whatever the case may be to establish a death certificate, right? Let's find out what they're going to say. So it says, if you have no direct evidence on hand, it may be proved circumstantially by evidence of a long continued absence. All you got to do is disappear. Or other relevant circumstances like any other fact, right? Any other fact. So, or a presumption of death may be created. So if you can't prove it and you're just missing, they're going to automatically come up with a presumption. So in other words, it is sometimes necessary to collect, protect, and distribute property of a person who is probably dead in fact, but of whose death no direct evidence can be produced before the proper official, so as to secure the grant of letters testamentary or of administration on the estate in the usual way. So these are the ways in which they, and all of this you can find in your state statutes, right? So in the state statutes, they'll let you know what the procedures are for someone who has to go through these particular steps, all right? And therefore, the death is proved either circumstantially, that's not a fact, or by raising a legal presumption of death. So you gotta raise a legal presumption of death, right? Man, I think that nigga dead. Oh, I'm trying to stop this from that. All right. So in such a case, to quote the words of Chief Justice Gibson, not only convenience, but necessity calls for a definite rule to produce certainty of results in the determination of facts, which must be passed upon without proof. So they're going to rule on this without actual proof, circumstantial. And such can be obtained only from the doctrine of presumption, which, however arbitrary, is indispensable. And when founded in the ordinary course of events, productive of results which usually accord with the truth. So, you know, based on these assumptions that they draw their conclusions on, right, it tends to work out in their favor is basically what they're saying. So at common law, the doctrine or this doctrine was illustrated by the presumption that where a person is once shown to be alive or living, excuse me, the law will in general presume that he is still alive. Originally, this presumption of continuance in life only ceased after a lapse of time considerably exceeding the ordinary duration of human life. You know what that sounds like? Chaos, y'all. Chaos. Right? So that is to say, the legal presumption that the person continued to live was overcome by the fact that if living, he would be then much older than human beings ordinarily live today, right? And the legal presumption of life then gave way to a stronger presumption or conclusion of fact to the contrary. So now they're going to mix up presumptions with conclusions of fact, all right? Conclusion of fact. After a time, however, the English courts adopted the arbitrary period of 7 years as the time after which, if the person is questioned or in question had been continuously absent and not heard of without apparent reason, the presumption of his death will thereupon arise to rebut and replace the previous presumption of his continuance in life. All right. So this action of the court was based on, which created a similar presumption in certain specified cases, such as prosecution for bigamy. All right. It follows logically, and the courts of many jurisdictions have decided that letters of administration on the estate of a supposed decedent, they keep using that language, supposed, they're not sure, may be granted on such a presumption of death from unexplained absence. So, unexplained absence. It's crazy. Though the administration may be afterwards overturned by proof that the party was actually alive at the time of the grant. The jurisdiction in which such administration has been granted has generally possessed no statutes on the subject, and therefore the proceedings were based on the common law. What are they based on? Common law presumption of death. I love how everybody say common law is not even a thing. All right. So, presumption of death. After an unexplained absence of 7 years or longer, or on proof that on a certain date the supposed decedent was exposed to a specific peril, since which date and for a considerable time he has not been heard of. So you tell, you know, man, he died. When did he die? From the date of birth. All right. So among the among the states in which there are statutes applying to subjects may be mentioned the following: Pennsylvania, Indiana, Louisiana, and Missouri. So what are they going to say? They're saying these five states specifically have had laws established to address the presumption of death, all right? So the Indiana statute applies only to the settlement and distribution of estates of supposed deceased, and for that purpose only creates a presumption of death in case of the continued unexplained absence of a person for 5 years. So 5 years, right, as opposed to 7. All right, cool. The Missouri statute directs that the presumption of death shall arise from an unexplained absence from the state of Missouri lasting 7 years. The absence from the state must in every case be affirmatively proved, pay attention to the language, before the presumption will arise. So in all such cases, whether based on the common law presumption, beyond the sea, maritime, based on the common law presumption or on a statute, the absence for the prescribed period must be continuous. The absentee must not have been communicating during that period with any of the persons who would naturally hear of or from him, if he were alive. And in this absence, the silence must be unexplained except upon the presumption that he is dead. And that's a quote from one of their cases, all right? So it says, the stress is to be put up on the word unexplained. So you got to understand. They're saying unexplained, right? This has become the important question and is always a question of fact. Now, I want to actually pause here, not because I don't want to complete the article, because I want to apply the same terminology, right, to the beginning of this read. So remember, this quote says, you must put the emphasis on the word unexplained. That's what they mean by stress. Then they said, this has become the important question and is always a question of fact. All right. Always a question of fact. And they're talking about this whole explain piece, right? So you have to explain, but it's based on affirmative, whatever they said, affirmative, affirmatively proved, right? And that's in their section. So before that, though, this is what I was trying to say, the emphasis, the stress. One of the curious subjects associated with the law of decedent's estate is the administration and distribution of estates of supposed decedents. I'm telling y'all, the emphasis must be stressed or placed on the actual term decedent. The term decedent will reveal all you need to do in order for you to so-called correct that issue that is hovering over each and every last one of us as it relates to the birth certificate. I need y'all to get that. So if you don't believe me, let me jump somewhere else for a second and I'll come back to this. So I'll do that in a second. So here is, and I think you all have seen this, but in front of me is a article that was, or it's actually a report. It says, the Global Civil Registration and Vital Statistics Scaling Up Investment Plan 2015 to 2024. So that's next year, right? Couple less than a month and change ago to go, right? Now, this particular report was issued May 28th, 2014. And I want to read some of this to you all so you all can have a better understanding of what's happening to you at home, because I keep on stressing that you're worried about authenticating a birth certificate because you are clueless as to what is really happening. So I know it's been taking me a lot of time to get this message to individuals that are willing to receive it. I promise you, I think I probably haven't found any. So let's see what the world is going to be faced with, because they did it here first, all right? So it says, what is civil registration and vital statistics? Oh, shit, we deal with that here. So we got vital statistics and we got registration, but we don't know it as civil registration. We just know it as registration. So it says here, civil registration is defined by the United Nations as the universal, continuous, permanent, and compulsory recording of vital events provided through decree or regulation in accordance with the legal requirements of each country. If that don't scare the fuck out of you, I don't know what the fuck will. Now, let's back up, rewind, and understand this, right? I told you all that this is all about the record. I don't care if you're going to court, it's about the record. I don't care if you run into certain issues that you're finding extremely difficult to get out of, it's the record. Now, let's be clear. This is them, 2014, defining stuff that we don't overstand here. I've been pushing this information for quite some time to explain to people that they need to go look up the actual laws that are regulating stuff like the birth certificate. But people want to tell you to authenticate, and they've never read a law on the birth certificate. This is crazy. This is insane. So this is what it says. It says, universal, right? That's, universe is bigger than our planet, right? So continues, that means never ending, right? Permanent, that means they own it, right? And compulsory, shit. Let me pause for a second, because I don't want to jump the gun and assume what I think compulsory is. So let me pause and look it up. It means required, obligated. For some of y'all, that don't scare y'all, but I'm trying to tell you something. So now pay attention. If they're doing this for recording of vital events globally, what do you think they've been doing here? Okay, let's keep going, because they're going to explain all of it to us. It is the act of recording and documenting of vital events in a person's life. This is what civil registration is. Civil registration is the act of recording and documenting vital events in a person's life. What do they consider to be vital events? It's okay if y'all don't get it. It's okay. But it says it right here. These include birth, marriage, divorce, adoption, and death. And these are just a few of them. And is a fundamental function of government. So civil registration is a fundamental function of government. Why can't I get you all to open your eyes? I don't know. It's not sounding like it's dressed up right. And there's remedy for this, but why does civil registration of vital statistics matter? The civil registry provides individuals with the documentary evidence. Yo, I think y'all should just read this. I don't even want to do this anymore. This is insane. The civil registration provides individuals with the documentary evidence required to secure recognition of their legal ID entity. Their family relations, their nationality, and their ensuing rights, such as to social protection and inheritance. Inheritance of what? Because that's being privileged. All right. It can help facilitate access to essential services, such as health. It can help. You know what it says? It can help. Health, education, social welfare, and contribute to activities such as gaining formal employment, exercising electoral rights, transferring property. Y'all hearing this? And opening bank accounts. Well, shit, that'll sound like your whole life. The lack of civil registration during crisis or natural disasters can lead to statelessness. Statelessness. Pay attention. The arrival of new technology and resource-constrained environments has created opportunities for developing more efficient information systems. Wow. They said birth registrations help with the identification of population health needs. Birth registrations should take place immediately following birth. The standard measures being within 30 days of birth. The move to high coverage health services for mothers and children, not fathers, makes universal birth registration at or shortly after birth a realistic goal. It is also central to global efforts aimed at improving early childhood development. Think about what they mean by these terms. Death registration provides legal rights to the family, for example, in conferring property or other individual or personal transfer rights to remaining family members. Death registration. No the fuck it doesn't. Cause of death registration provides critical information for health and development planning to improve the survival of children and adults. Marriage and divorce registration is a largely unrecognized part of well-developed systems. Having good marriage and divorce registrations are frequently required to obtain documents that can contribute to women's ability to inherit property, women's ability, and register their children in some countries among other benefits. Registering girls at birth and recording their marriages provides a legal backing against early and forced marriage. You all hear this shit? And then it goes through quite a bit of other stuff. Now, why am I sharing this with you? Because they're scaling up this plan to get the entire world to commit to the same system. So let's see, their goal, universal civil registration of birth, death, and other vital events, including reporting cause of death, access to legal proof of registration for all individuals. That means everybody by 2030, excuse me. And then they had a diagram. Birth and given year are registered. So by 2025, they're looking for 90%. Now, it's interesting, and I'll just wrap up with this portion here. It says, this brief is a product of the staff of the World Bank and the World Health Organization with input from several agencies and countries. Prepared ahead of May 28th through 30, 2014. All right? Just so y'all are aware. So this is not me saying it. This is a whole freaking report that they have on it. So what does that have to do with what we're talking about with this presumption of death? It has everything to do with it. Because this is the root of the issue. The stress should be put on the word decedent. Let's dig into some of that real quick. We all know that we all have personhood, right? Or personage, right? So when we're described as a person, what they're talking about is a mask. So a person literally means a mask. Or actor or character, right? So the mask that we are using is the so-called record. That's what's going on. So behind that mask, then they presume that you are the mask, and therefore they apply an office of agent or agency too. Now, I don't have the energy to bounce around and try to make this stuff sound pretty for y'all. I need y'all to pay attention though. It says real men, women, right, now are presumed to be the created fictitious record name, and that's considered to be a juristic person. They don't look at the real men and women, right? Because the real men and women do not comprehend what the term decedent means. So we have to, before we can get into all of these records, understand just what the problem is. All right, so let's go back to an IRS manual because y'all like codes. And it says the Internal Revenue Manual, IRM 21713322, and it describes an infant is the decedent of an estate. And I keep coming back to that term decedent. Now, mind you, this document that I'm looking at right here is prepared by one of the community members out there, all right? So I'm going to go through some of this without, you know, trying to take away from what these people have done. So this says an infant is anyone under the age of 21. Well, that's incomplete. All right? Now, your mother, this I'm reading it, allegedly abandoned you at birth. Your mother, first of all, never abandoned you at birth. Never did. it says here, have you noticed the mother's address is already pre-typed in one of the boxes? Have you noticed there is no address for the father on the certificate of live birth? Have you noticed it is the address of the mother's maiden, meaning unmarried name, in that box? And have you noticed they had the mother sign as an informant and not the father? There is a lot to dissect in these questions. It's easy to notice these things. So for clarity, Your mom allegedly abandoned you at birth? No, they did not. Your mom actually claimed you at birth. Claimed you. She had a tag on her arm that proved to match the tag on your arm. Not to say that they can't baby swap once the child is behind whatever they do in the hospital, right? Not to say that they can't baby swap. But the mother claimed the baby. So unless you're identifying yourself as the child, then yes, you would have been abandoned. All right. It says, as I said, have you noticed about the address and being pre-typed and not having the father and the mother's maiden and then the mother's an informant? Like, all of this stuff is relevant. The reason why they don't tend to have the father's sign is because you have to prove for pedigree and legitimacy, you have to prove that you are wedded prior to a child being born, right? So if there was any doubt as to whether or not you are married, then yes, they would tend to shy away from having the father's sign. But the reality is, if you're married and you prove that you're married, then yes, they're going to let you sign. They don't have a problem with you doing that, right? So that's a little bit of clarification. And then the unmarried stuff and maiden, yes. The reason why they have the mother's maiden information is because they want to, again, track all these records, right? And that maiden name is the original record. So from that unmarried name, the original record, they're now going to track, right, the offspring, so on and so forth. And then they're saying the mother is an informant. Yes, because everyone is classified as an informant if they're notifying the so-called vital folks about this birth. All right, so it says you are considered an infant. Absolutely. It's not you. You were tricked into being considered an infant, but yes. All right, so ward of the state. We'll go with that. As your mother, as the informant. I don't know what that means. A person who informs on another person to the authority. That's what informant means. Signed your record of live birth, allegedly acting as the trustee of the executor's estate. Now, I don't know nothing about that shit. Right? I just explained to you why the fathers don't sign, so I see what they're saying, but the fathers don't sign because it's mama's baby, daddy's maybe. All right? If she declared she was married, then the father and mother are one in law, and thus the mother would have the same authority as the father. Again, that's what I was explaining, that, you know, if you're married and you prove that, they don't have a problem with your son. However, as an unmarried woman, they assume she is acting as a trustee. I'm jumping around this stuff. One with authority to sign over property. However, she has none without her husband's approval in a common law marriage. In a civil marriage, she has no authority. We must also note that the line of executor would fall on the nearest male relative. Not only is the mother without legal representation, no male is listed either. In fact, all male relationships are left off the documentation. That's not necessarily true. Okay. There is absolutely no reason for the father not to be, I don't know how we digest this stuff, but there's absolutely no reason for the father not to be on a birth certificate. I just explained that to you. Now they're going to quote Matthew 23:9 and call no man your father on earth, for one is your father, even he who is in heaven. The First Amendment clearly prevents the government from adding his name, prohibits the making of any law respecting an establishment of religion. Thus, the term father would impede the establishment. Oh, my God. All right, let's skip over this. So it says, note, an estate must come before a trust. The state issued the child a certificate of decease. What? I just had to stop in my fucking tracks. Let me just do this, because this is ultimately why I came in. It provides definitions. So I want to get into some context stuff, because y'all don't get to see this stuff, and I haven't dogged into it like I did on Tuesday. So the term deceited, y'all, is the problem. It's 100% the issue. Let me go back to this one. All right, so I'm looking at a birth certificate that was created in another country, and it says, certified copy of an entry of birth, certified copy of an entry of birth, certified copy of an entry at birth, given at the registrar's office, and they put in an application number. So they have the registration district, birth in the sub-district of, and then they in the county of, right? And then they capture name, if any, sex, if any, where and where, when and where born, what does it say? Name and surname of father, name is maiden name of mother, occupation of father, signature, description, and residence of informant, right? Then it comes down and says, certified to be a true copy of an entry in the certified copy of a register of births in the district mentioned above, given at under the seal of the office on blank day, blank, blank, right? Now, there's a whole bunch of damn stuff on here, but when you look, get down to the bottom, it says, caution, there are offenses relating to falsifying or altering a certificate and using or processing a false certificate, right? Crown copy or crown copyright. It's crazy. They say, warning, a certificate is not evidence of identity. Warning, a certificate is not evidence of identity. It's crazy. I know I'm going to end up having to put a lot of this stuff together visually for people to kind of understand, but just humor me for right now, because at the end of the day, you can go look this stuff up. I mean, it's not even difficult to do, right? All right, so I wanted to get to some defining some terms. I had some of these stuff already put to the side. I'm just debating if I want to start with the decedent stuff, because I already gave that to y'all on Tuesday, but I wanted to go further with it today. So let me do this. I want to give y'all some, or access to some additional terms. So I'll be trying my hardest not to overstep, because I know I'll be doing some stuff. All right, let's start here. So a lot of us know the term attorney, but oftentimes we don't like to break down words. So let's go through some of these things, and y'all can go back through and take some notes on these. and jot them down. So I promise y'all all of these things pertain to what we're discussing. So a turn. So to transfer, right? Allegiance of a tenant to another landlord is the example, right? To turn, arrange, it says, to agree to be the tenant of a new landlord or owner of the same property. Now, a lot of these are just old dictionaries and some new dictionaries. So that was a newer dictionary. A turn in the older dictionary says, to turn or transfer homage and service from one lord to another. See how they changed tenant to landlord? All right, so tenant to new landlord. So who's your landlord? You're paying homage and service from one lord to another. We're talking about, this is the act of feudatories, vassals, which we posted before, or tenants upon the alienation of the estate. Now, what alienation of estate are they talking about, y'all? Oh. A turn, according to Black's Law Dictionary, means to turn over, to transfer to another money or goods, to assign to some particular use or service. So to consent to the transfer of a rent or reversion, to agree to become tenant to one as owner or landlord of an estate previously held by another. They're going in depth. To agree to recognize a new owner of a property or estate and promise payment of rent to him. Come on, pay rent, your parents. All right, let's keep going. Esquire. Esquire means a shield or a hide of which shields were anciently made, a shield bearer or armor bearer, an attendant on a knight. All right, now, in modern times, it was a title of dignity next in decree below a knight. In England, they called sons of noblemen esquire. To officers of the king's court, to counselors at law, justice of the peace, to sheriffs, a sheriff is an esquire, and other gentlemen. Now, you know what's crazy, and this is why y'all have to read definition. Listen to this portion of Esquire. Same dictionary, same definition. In the United States, the title, I just like how they spell stuff out for y'all, is given to public officials of all decrees. Like, I just solved everybody's fucking problem if they have eyes to see and ears to hear what I just said, right? From governors down to justices and attorneys. From governors down to justices and from governors down to justices and attorneys. Oh God! All right, rule. I'm trying to. I promise y'all. We beg y'all to study these things, but it's not popular. It doesn't make sense to y'all. And I'm telling you, remedy is in everything that I'm reading to you. If you know how to use it. So rule means to govern. That is to stretch, strain, or make straight. So that is there when they're ruling you, they're going to stretch you, they're going to strain you, or they're going to make you straight. So government, sway, meaning of the word rule, empire, control. The term rule means supreme command or authority. In monasteries, corporations, or society, a law or regulation to be observed by the society and its particular members. So if you are a part of that particular society, right, then you are under the rule. All right. Rule, a statement about what must or should be done. A regulation, right? They say that's the synonym. So what is a regulation? A rule statement about what can be done and what cannot. That's what regulation is. The general condition of controlling any part of human life. Regulation. Code. A way of hiding the true meaning of communications from all except those people who have the keys to understand it. Now, I don't stand under it. I stand over it. So this is what they're telling you. Do you have the keys to decipher the code? A lot of us don't. A code is a written set of rules or behavior, rules of behavior, a formal group of principles or laws. Coded, coding, codes to put into code, to encode, to change written material into symbols. Pay attention, y'all. Pay attention. I'm going to get to some places. All right. Curtain means small court, small enclosure surrounded by walls. From courtis or court. It says a flag, an ensign in consent. So behind the curtain in concealment in secret. So curtain is stemming from the root of court. All right. So court, remember now they said behind the curtain in concealment in secret. So court, they say here, is a place where a king or queen lives or meet others. That's about the only place I've ever seen place defined court. The place of residency of a king or sovereign prince. Court. Listen to it. Persons who compose the retinue or council of a king or emperor. The tabernacle had one court. All right? So I got to get into this. Templar, from the temple, which originally belonged to the Knights Templar. The latter took their denomination from an apartment of the Palace of Baldwin in Jerusalem near the temple. But this is what it says. A student of the law. That's what a Templar is. Right? Pay attention. So what is a temple? A building erected to some pretended deity. These are the buildings that y'all go into when I tell y'all all rise and all this shit. Pretended deity. Pretended deity. Now, it is called temples are two ends of court. Thus called because anciently the dwelling of the Knights Templar. Now, who are the Templar? A student of the law. Right? So they are called the Inner and Middle Temple. Boy. I'm going to skip that, skip some of this stuff. They all tie in. I'm just skipping over it. I wanted to get to this. So what is a colony? A colony is a company. Legal corporation, or body of people transplanted from their mother country to a remote province or country to cultivate and inhabit it, and remaining subject to the jurisdiction of the parent state, right? As the British colonies in America or the Indies, the Spanish colonies in South America. So now what is a state? To stand, to be fixed. So state is a condition. Pay attention. I'm getting to some stuff. The circumstances of a being or thing at any given time. That's the condition. The circumstances may be internal, constitutional, or peculiar to the being, or they may have relations to other beings. So estate, possession. Notice it's an estate. Now watch this. Estate means status, right? From stow to stand. Now, it says having nearly the same signification to set to fix. Okay. It is probable that the stow is contracted from stad as its form sti. I can't even pronounce half of these damn Latin terms. In a general sense, fixedness, a fixed condition. So fortune, possessions, property in general, the general business or interest of government, hence a political body, a commonwealth. So listen, these are all things that are considered to be in a state, a republic. But listen, but in this sense now, we use state. I hope y'all are catching this shit. So, continue definition of estate, to settle as a fortune or to establish. So remember, an estate is a commonwealth. How many states y'all hear referred to as commonwealth? Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Sorry. Let me get to I guess we have to look at, I'm giving y'all some definitions so we can have context because we don't speak the same language. So I'm going to add these two. There's a lot more that I need to, but I'll just add these two and see if I can kind of move forward. All right. So lawful. In accordance with the law of the land, according to the law, permitted, sanction, or justified by law. Lawful properly implies a thing conformable to or enjoined by law. So legal, a thing in the form or after the manner of law or binding by law, all right? A writ or warrant issuing from a court on the color of law is a legal process, however defective. So that's in the dictionary. Now, it says legal, pertaining to the understanding, the exposition, the administration, the science and the practice of law. So the administration of law, that's legal. Administration. So let me take it easy. As a legal profession, legal advice, legal blanks, newspaper, implied or inputted in law, opposed to actual. So it's implied or inputted in law. Legal looks more to the letter and lawful to the spirit of the law. Legal is more appropriate for conformity to positive rules of law. Lawful for accord with ethical principles. So lawful, ethical. Legal imports rather that the forms of law are observed, forms of the law, that the proceedings is correct in method, and that rules prescribed have been obeyed. So you got form, method, rules, prescribed. Lawful, right? That the right is actful in substance, that moral quality is secure. And y'all would say that's all equitable stuff, right? So legal is the antithesis of equitable and the equivalent of constructive. So this is from Law Dictionary. Man, I want to give y'all some more, but let me pause right there. So what does all that have to do with decedent? All right. So y'all gonna have to go back. You're gonna have to listen to those definitions. You're gonna have to write those words down. You're gonna have to probably try to find those definitions as many times as you can from different sources so you can see what these things really are. Now, when it comes to the decedent is the minor, is the infant. So the infant of a decedent estate. So the decedent, we've been taught to believe, means a dead man. And as I read on Tuesday, and I'm going to try to go back to that recollection because I'm not going to look all that stuff up again. as I read on Tuesday, the decedent, the term decedent started being maximized in the 1730s to specify someone who was dying or deceased, right, or dead. They didn't use the term deceased. Prior to that, deceased was always around and has still always continued to be around. So prior to that, in 1630, the term deceased, decedent, meant something different, right? So what people fail to realize is that the term decedent is not describing what a lot of people think it is describing, which is a dead man. No, it's not. The term decedent is a compounded word. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to find you a dictionary or a source for looking at prefixes and suffixes. So the prefix in this instance, the D-E, so D-E, they have a few dictionaries that still have the full word sedent. Now, sedent means to assign or transfer. I want y'all to stick this out because I'm trying to tell y'all exactly what y'all are asking about and exactly how to remedy the situation, but y'all are still confused and listening to people telling you to go authenticate your birth certificate. Listen to the term. So a decedent is, a decedent is somebody who assigns or transfers, right? And what are we assigning or transferring, you might ask? Well, it might be property, or it might be rights, or a little bit of both. So let's back up. Cedent is the opposite of decedent, just like if something is frosted, when it's defrosted, it's the opposite, right? So when it was frosted, it was cold. When it was defrosted, it was probably less cold than what it was, right? So I don't want to say hot because that's not the actual term. But it's the it's the opposite of the term. So it doesn't mean a dead man or dying man, right? So when we say what needs to be transferred, you got to look at it. If you want to say when you were an infant, you were given this record, this is the issue, the original record of birth. That's the issue. What happened was they took what was supposed to be the baby's given name, and they recorded it with the county. That's not about abandoning anybody. It's not about tricking nothing. The scam was done to you. But what was evident was the name was taken. The name was registered. Right? So the reason why they do that is because there can be no nation without people. As they just said in the CDC, the WHO and the World Bank civil registration document or report that I just shared with you. So the original birth record was taken and recorded, right? But it wasn't just recorded, it was registered, or if you want to say re-recorded. And who re-recorded it? The hospital folks with vital statistics or vital records or whatever you all want to call them. Right? Or any of these so-called local health agencies or corporations. Right? So they took the notion that we were identifying ourselves as that name, and they gave us a role to play. So you were given your office and you were given your position or function. So here's what happened. Back in the day, they put out the notice for the childbirth in the newspaper, but nobody came to claim it. So that's why it was considered abandoned. That's how they came back with the foundling stuff. And I want to share before I get cut off because it's about to end. And I know this stuff is not necessarily going to, again, sound so amazing. I probably do a better job if I can show you these things. But before I wrap up, let me say this. Foundling is a term that a lot of people are looking to. And it says, foundling is a deserted or exposed infant. Remember, an infant is a deceiving the state, right? A child, notice they went from infant to a child. This is why I said an infant is a child is a minor. These are synonymous. A child found without a parent or owner. Owner. So when you're saying that you own your children, your owner. The owner of the name never came back to claim it, right? And the parents offered it. So pay attention. This says a hospital for such children is called a foundling hospital. And that's in the definition. That's an actual definition. So we have to stop personating, which is to represent ourselves, right, as any assumed character, right, thereby committing fraud. Now, I want to get on this probably next week before they cut me off. And it says, how can the estate be revested, right? Because y'all want to say, what y'all call it? Y'all don't say that. Y'all say claim or reclaim something, right? So what you have done is you have sacrificed either your property, right? I got sidetracked. It was something I was reading. But before I forget, people want to say that they're claiming something. This is what it comes down to, right? You have to demonstrate this whole proof of life game. This whole proof of life, it says, this common law presumption of death has not now become fixed by statute. This is something that they actually observe, y'all. Any person who shall remain beyond the scene or absent himself or herself from this state or conceal himself or herself, y'all get it, right? Unless proof be made that he or she were alive within the time, but an estate recovered in any such case, an estate, if in a subsequent action or suit, the person or presumed to be dead shall be proved to be living, shall be restored, may also demand and recover the rents and profits of the estate. Now, I'm talking about restoration, y'all. On that note, I got to go because they're about to cut me off. Peace. Catch y'all next week.